88-year-old Hazel Brown is a petite African-American woman, but her spirit is larger than life. And at the corner of her East Side neighborhood, right next to her home, is an urban oasis that matches that spunk. It's called the Hattie Phelan Community Dream Garden.
Well, this is Dirk Burden. He integrated our restaurants here in Wilmington when we had segregation. The one to his right was our first black police lady.
That's Mrs. Brown pointing out historic East Side African-American figures on a mural in the garden painted by Wilmington artist Roldan West. And the garden itself is named after Wilmington's first African-American councilwoman, Hattie Phelan. The colors of the mural are bold and vibrant, matching the flowers and greenery in the garden. But it wasn't always that vibrant.
This was just originally a trashed up lot.
The lot became a magnet for drug dealers and kids up to no good.
This whole street was like a strip. And on Fridays and weekends, it was just more than I could take.
That was in the late 1940s when Mrs. Brown had small children, and she wasn't going to let that activity take place around them. She was diplomatic at first, approaching loiterers and drug dealers politely and asking them to take their business elsewhere. She said very few had nasty attitudes, and most would move at least two or three blocks away.
Even the teenagers and the young people, they'll say, "That's Miss Brown. We're not, you know, not going to hang out on the corners, not here, not around here, because she won't have that."
But if the diplomatic approach didn't work, she didn't hesitate to take more extreme measures.
And I would also call the police. I'd get the neighbors to come as a group. I've had standing room only in my house for people who supported me.
Eventually, she decided something had to be done about the vacant lot and had a fence built with the help of the Delaware Center for Horticulture, where she was a volunteer. But then Mrs. Brown had another idea, a garden. She went to the city to ask for support.
They asked me first, what would I like to see done about it? I say, well, what about a garden or something?
Everything in the garden was donated and is maintained by Mrs. Brown.
How many hours do you think you spend
here
a week? Yeah, in the garden.
Oh, I at least 40.
Her son helped her build a patio in the garden, and she says the garden has been the site of many neighborhood birthday parties and other celebrations. But she adds it's also just a place neighbors can come to unwind.
It's just a pleasure to come out here and sit down and rest sometimes. And I invite all the neighbors to come in, you know, as long as they don't destroy or trash it up. Anybody's welcome to use the garden. So.
In addition to this garden, Hazel helps out in another community garden only a couple of blocks away, Sherman Street Community Vegetable Garden. She's been a co-coordinator for the Sherman Street Garden since 2001 with Wilmington resident Alice Davis.
Oh my goodness. We are best gardening buddies. And we have a great deal of mutual admiration. And we share a lot of things. Oh, I've got kohlrabi, try this. Oh, please take a tomato.
There are several raised beds in the garden and even a children's garden. Davis and Brown have been working together for over 15 years.
Gardening is in my blood. So.
And it's likely that's what's kept her in Wilmington so long. She lived in Wilmington since the 1930s after a brief stint in Philadelphia while growing up. She got a scholarship to attend the University of Delaware to study child development and operated her own childcare business for about 25 years. Delaware Center for Horticulture Program Director Ann Mattingly has known Mrs. Brown for several years and described her as soft-spoken but powerful.
You know, she's one of those people that stands out as such an example of a catalyst within her community, and such an example of what one person can do. So many changes happened there because, you know, she had the courage and the persistence to continue to see them through. And when I think about that, it gives me chills.
Mattingly says at times, Mrs. Brown's family tried to get her to move out of Wilmington, especially when crime was growing, but she never would.
She told me one day, she just said, you know, my problems will follow me wherever I go, so I might as well stay right here and fight.
Mrs. Brown was also instrumental in bringing street trees to her neighborhood and even encouraging neighbors to put in window boxes with planters.
I'm a believer our life is going to be like what you make it to. because nothing's given to us on a silver spoon. So we have to strive to do our very best in life. And being clean and neat and all those little things come free. Not totally free, but they're easier than being the opposite way.
One of Mrs. Brown's neighbors tells her that it's a pleasure to wake up in the morning and look down on the garden. She hears other positive things too, which are encouraging for her to hear.
If we all just consider the little things we can do to make life better, it will be a lot better. But we have to stop and consider before we react.
So. She turned 88 in September, but there's no sign she'll be slowing down anytime soon. She says she likes to keep busy. Ann Mattingly says Mrs. Brown isn't just a catalyst, but part of history.
And, you know, that whole wall, that mural that's on her house are all people from the East Side who really made a difference. And she's up there.
Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.